Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Todd Trantham and I will be your host for today's show. Today we're going to be talking about people who solicit money on behalf of Haywood County Schools with our special guest, Dr. Bill Nolte, our Associate Superintendent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for hosting today's show, and this is a sort of a timely manner. We've had this is the time of year when people come to the community and ask for money, and sometimes that's good and sometimes it's not. So hopefully this will provide a little guidance to you if you're approached by someone who wants some money for the schools.
We certainly want people to be able to feel good about knowing that they have given to the money, their money to the people they think they have given their money to.
That's right.
So let's just jump right into this. Why are we doing a program like this right now?
Well, from time to time, in any, probably in any school district, but in our certainly in our school district, we'll have people who go into our community and they ask for money for schools, and it's not part of what the school's doing, or sometimes the school doesn't even know about it. I mean, they'll do things, they're just asking for money and they're not really part of the school system. You know, they're not someone who should be asking for money. So we want to draw that to people's attention. Again, as you said just a second ago, if you're going to contribute to Haywood County Schools, we want to make sure it's really going to the school system.
So, Dr. Nolte, if I'm a small business owner in this community or an individual and somebody walks in off the street and begins to ask me for a donation, how do I recognize an inappropriate solicitation?
Well, there are two or three things to recognize. The first thing is this is someone that that you should be either really familiar with them, or if you're unfamiliar with them, that should run up a red flag. All right. If this is someone and you know it's not the principal or a teacher or a student in a particular club or organization in school, if it's someone that you can't connect to the school, that should run up a red flag. The second thing that should run up a red flag for you if you're asked for money is if there's an emotional pitch. Because, you know, we try not to do that as a school system. We try to be very matter-of-fact. We need some more computers. We need to support the AIG team, Olympics of the Mind team or Battle of the Books or football team or something. But if they're coming in with an emotional pitch like, I'm really going to give you an opportunity to help our schools and improve them, and they're not from the schools, that should run up a red flag for you. It really should.
So if that's what an inappropriate response looks like, what are some examples of what an appropriate response might look like in this situation?
Well, an appropriate response should be from someone that you know. And again, it's a small community, but it's big enough that you might not know everyone. Or an appropriate response would have some indication that they're from the school. The person might have on a band t-shirt, and they're asking for money for the band. Or a person might have a letter from the principal or from the superintendent that says, you know, this is an okay, approved request for funds for one of our extracurricular programs. Or, again, it should just be pretty obvious that, well, they come this time every year to ask for advertising support for the football program or for the yearbook. Mm-hmm. It should be something that has been well established through the years, and it should be pretty easy to recognize that, yeah, these people are from Tuscola or Pisgah or Kent Middle or Bethel Middle or Waynesville Middle. Or if it's not directly from the school, it should be a fairly recognizable organization like the Haywood County Schools Foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, and they'll have foundation information. They'll have foundation literature probably with them. Maybe some kind of donation form so they can get your information and you can get a tax break for actually providing resources to the school. And so it should be pretty easy to recognize it's going to be one of our staff members, one of our students, or someone from one of our well-established organizations like the Foundation, PTA, PTO, or Boosters organization. Mm-hmm. Any other request for funds should be met with some skepticism on your part.
So if I get into that situation and I do have a little bit of skepticism, let's say that I've just got, as you said earlier, we were preparing funny tummy feelings. Things mm-hmm. are just not right.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that I might be able to do to make sure that I can feel good about giving a donation to the school system?
Well, first of all, it's your money they're asking for. So I think you get to be assertive. Mm-hmm. I think you get to ask them some questions. The first question I'd ask is, now, who are you again? Now, which school and what's your name and how are you connected to the school? All right. And that may answer your question and you may feel better about that. They may be able to show you something, you know, a letter or something like that. The second question is, now, if you don't feel good after the first question, the second question might be something like, who authorized you to do this? Are you doing this on your own or is this part of what the ecology club's doing? Or is this part of what, you know, the yearbook staff is doing? Is this something the principal's doing, the superintendent? The third question is, do you have any paperwork so I can get a tax break if I give a real donation? And if you still feel bad about after all those questions is, can I get your name, address, and telephone number so I can check on this before I give you any money? I'd really be that assertive.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you so much for doing this show today. I think that it brings an important concept a lot. I know that many of our small businesses are very generous, and each year not only are our small businesses, but the community at large are incredibly generous and have thousands of dollars in donations they give to us directly. And as we said earlier, we want to make sure that those are done appropriately and people can feel good about that.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that at the end. I do want to add, and I don't think we'll run over here on time, I'm not trying to encourage anyone not to give money to the schools. You know, we've had huge budget cuts. And most of our extracurricular stuff outside of the classroom, when you know, our clubs and our organization, that's done through fundraising. And so please continue to give. But we do have people from time to time who try to make personal profit off of some scam, and I'm not trying to be rude to those people, but they figured out a way that they can create themselves a business and use our school children as a way to do that. And just be really, really cautious. The last thing I want to say is you should be especially concerned if you feel really funny about something and you've actually written a check or given them money. And in that instance, I would not only contact the school and say, is so-and-so out raising funds right now for this? And they can get you to the right person and tell you that, yes or no. But if you've actually given money to someone and they've solicited your funds under false pretenses, you may want to call law enforcement and just see how that goes. But again, sort of closing thoughts, be real careful. We do come out from our schools and ask for support. We have well over 100 clubs and sports teams, and none of that would be possible without community support, volunteers, PTAs, PTOs, booster clubs, the Haywood County Schools Foundation. But every now and then, someone tries to take advantage of that, and we don't want you to be taken advantage of, and we certainly don't want to have funds go to some individual when they really should be going to support what our children are doing.
Well, we live in a great place, and we have a wonderful and a generous community, and we certainly want to make sure that we take care of them as well as they take care of us. So thank you, Dr. Nolte, for being on our show today. Thank you for listening. Have a safe and great day.